The Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis on the bottom of the Amud asks a question. The Gemara, without any question, everybody agrees, the dam halolim, the blood that comes out if an animal or a human being were killed, certainly is machsher, has the ability to be machsher food for Kabbalah's tumah. Says the Gemara, Maishno dam halolim de machsher. Why is it for certain that dam halolim has that ability to be machsher food le Kabbalah's tumah? The ksib, because the pasuk says, V'dam halolim yishteh. So ask the Gemara, dam shchita nam yiksiv. By dam shchita, it also says, Elo ores tishvechenu kamayim, that dam is compared to water, which certainly has the ability to be machsher. Answers the Gemara, Hahu, the pasuk of ores tishvechenu kamayim, is not here for that purpose. The purpose of that pasuk is to teach us, L'mishri domam de psuli ha-magdashim ha-nado asa. We know that an animal that was designated as a carbon that becomes a bamum, so you redeem that animal, you use the money to buy another animal, and that animal may be eaten. There are, however, restrictions on that animal. It's also begiza ba'avoida, you're not allowed to shear the wool, you're not allowed to work with it. But the pasuk is teaching us that the blood of that animal is permissible to be used, just like water is permissible. As we just said, there are restrictions that it may not be used for gizav avoida. So I would think that maybe domim leboy kfura, I can't use the blood, I should have to bury it. Kamash malon, that's not the halacha. Tosfos here, the Ramasco Salka, asks a question. Why would we think that because it's also begiza v'avoida, the dam should also be also? Even the wool, which we just said, one should not cut that wool. The halacha is, if somebody did cut the wool, you're allowed to use that wool. It's only also to cut it, but you're allowed to use it. So how could I say if the wool, which I'm not allowed to cut, if I cut, I could use the dam, which should also, even I didn't do anything, it came out by itself, that it should be mutter. Says Tosfos, indeed, I don't really need a pasuk to tell us that the dam of psule hamikdashim is mutter. The chiddush is that I need a pasuk that the cholov, if psule hamikdashim is osur, that the halacha is that the milk that came out of such an animal, even after it was already milked, it's osur, and therefore we would think that so too should be the halacha on the dam. Teaches us al arz tishpachenu kamayim, that even though the milk of psule hamikdashim is osur, that doesn't apply to the dam. So this halacha that Tosfos just taught us is the basis for a very famous question. Are we allowed to drink the milk of an animal that ate chametz on Pesach? There are those that say that since the animal eating chametz causes it to produce the milk, and therefore at the minimum, it contributed to the production of that milk. Chametz on Pesach, we know, is very serious. It's also b'mashu, it's also b'hanor, and therefore, we should not drink that milk. The Avnei Miluim takes a lenient approach, because at worst, it's a zev zagoyrim. It's not only the chametz that caused that milk to be produced, and therefore we could be more lenient. The Torah's Chesed, and the Sha'az HaTshuva's Torah's Chesed, Simon Chof Aleph, says that since here the chametz is not what we're eating, we don't say that it's only causing something else to be usur. When are we machmer chametz b'mashu? That's only b'achila. Here we're not eating the chametz, it's only isur hanah. So since it's a zev zagayrim, and it's only a question of hanah, we could be more lenient. Then he says another svara. He says that there's a very famous Rabbeinu Yoina in Masechta Brachos that speaks about an animal that produces musk. It's a type of fragrance. And the animal is a non-kosher animal. And the question is, are we allowed to use that musk? So he says that there were real shaynim that say that the musk is a production of blood of the animal. And as we're learning, blood is also bahano. You're not allowed to eat blood. But the Rabbeinu Yoina says that no. The Rabbeinu Yoina says that the musk went through a chemical transformation from being blood, into the, and to become musk. And therefore that chemical transformation means that it's not considered blood anymore. There are those, the Rishonim, that disagree with the Rabbeinu Yoina. So it could be that the question of drinking milk that was produced by an animal that ate chametz on Pesach, do we say that there was a chemical transformation? And does that have consequence in halacha? May be based on that machloikus rishonim. But from our Tosfos, it seems that we should be machmer. Tosfos says that the cholov of psulei hamikdashim is also bahanah, because the psulei hamikdashim is also bahanah. So the milk that comes out of the psulei hamikdashim is also bahanah, because it's like the animal itself. And for dam, we have to have a special chiddush of the pasuk. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Tuf Mem Ches Sifkotin Lamed Gimel says, Linyan Cholov Shabahema Shaychelos Chametz, regarding the milk of an animal that eats chametz on Pesach, Afilu Shanachri, even if the animal belongs to non-Jew, so he's certainly allowed to eat chametz, Nechel Kuachronim Bezer, V'das Apri Megodim Lahata Cholov Shacholvoy, Achim Eis L'Eis Shachli Chametz, the Prima Godim says, wait 24 hours and then you can drink the milk. And there are those that are even more lenient. As long as its diet is not completely chametz, it's fine. Digris Moshe, in the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Eurechayim Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, says that even if we'll be makel by the behemah of an akum, by the behemah of the Yisrael that ate chametz on Pesach, says even though mi'ikra din it's mutter, a bal nefesh should be machmer, if you know it is for sure that this is the situation. But, and that he says is only for a bal nefesh, by behemah of an akum, he is completely lenient. There's a very interesting and comprehensive tshuva on this shaila, in the Shas of Tshuvas Mashag, Chelik Beis Simen Peihei, where somebody asks him this question, and apparently he begins by saying that he really doesn't want to delve into this question, because apparently he was already an older person when he got this shaila. And he only feels that he should address questions that are very pertinent l'aloch l'maisa. And this is not very pertinent l'maisa. And he explains why but he says he's going to speak about it only in honor of the person who asks him the question. So the first point that he makes, why he wants to take a lenient position, interestingly, is he says that this is not a new question of animals that are owned by Akum eating chametz from Pesach. Are we allowed to eat, drink the milk of those animals? And he says the fact that we don't find any Rishonim that should discuss this question, certainly this circumstance exists, this shayla existed already in the time of the Rishonim. Why do we find that any of the Rishonim should discuss it and tell us that it's also? It's clear proof, says the Marshag, that to the Rishonim it was obvious that this is 100% mutter. And he explains why. He says that you don't even have to rely on Zevza Goyrim. He says, you're not eating chametz. He says, Gval de Gavart. Would it be a question that you're not allowed to work with an animal that ate chametz? But that animal that ate chametz is able to work because it ate chametz. Nobody says that. Same thing here, that even though the chametz caused that the animal should be able to produce milk, it shouldn't make a difference. He says the only place where we find that this would be a consideration is by Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara discusses in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Tes, where a garment was sewn with a piece of wood that came from an Asherah tree. That garment is, and we know Avodah Zarah is also Bahano, so he says that garment should not be worn. He says, but you can't bring a raya from that halacha to anywhere else. Because Avodah Zarah, he says, we find throughout halacha, Chazal were very machmer on Avodah Zarah. The halacha is that Avodah Zarah is also Bahano. So that's why we can't bring a raya from Avodah Zarah to anywhere else. And he says, the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simen Tuf Mem Gimel that Chalufei Chametz Amutter, the reason why we make a Chalufei Chametz is because it's not real Chametz. Same thing only by Avodah Zarah do we take this very serious approach. Anywhere else is mutter. And in fact, he says, the Shulchan Aruch and in Simon Samach discusses Yerideya, the Hamish and the Spatna Koyomer Asura. If a Hema, if an animal ate its entire life only food that's Osaba Hano, only non kosher food, maybe you're not allowed to eat that animal. So he says that the Shach and the Pri Chodesh disagree. He says we don't need to have the Shach and the Pri Chodesh disagree. He says that the halacha behemish nespatma beyisur is osur only applies, he wants to suggest, by esura hanor of avodah zarah. Anything which is not avodah zarah, he says we could take a much more lenient approach. And he goes on to say, when we see an animal producing milk, it's not that the food becomes milk. That's not what happens. What happens is that the food that the animal eats digests, and it becomes part of the animal. And then the animal is able to produce milk. But the milk is not at all a direct connection to the chametz it ate. And therefore, the chametz that was eaten no longer exists in the world. And when the cow gives milk, it's a entire new entity that never was usher and was never chametz, and it's completely mutter. But then he goes on further. Apparently, whoever asked him the shaila wanted to know what was the mashag's minig. So he says that originally he was a dayan in the city of Munkach. And in that city of Munkach, the minig was that they didn't drink milk from cows that were eating chametz on Pesach. Certainly, he said, he wasn't going to change the minig of the town. He was going to accept the minig of the town. Then, he says, he became the rab of the city of Semihai. Their minig was that they only didn't drink the milk from an animal that ate chametz only right at the moment of milking. But afterwards, they would drink that milk. But he said, once he accepted upon himself this minig when he lived in the city of Munkach, he continued to follow that minig. And he says that one should look at that minig, he says, not as a minig that has a real requirement in halacha. Rather, he says, the way one should observe that minig, he uses this word, is like the minig of bros. That even though there are many people, apparently him included, who did not eat the bros on Pesach, but he says it's not to be understood that the bros is asur. It's a chumrah that people have. And he says this too should be viewed as a chumrah to Pesach, but not a requirement. Because he goes on to say, if so, if we're going to take this chumrah, then we shouldn't be allowed to eat the meat of an animal or a chicken that ate chametz on Pesach. We shouldn't be allowed to eat the eggs of a chicken that ate chametz on Pesach. He says, nobody saw that chumrah. But then he says, he understands why one could differentiate between the meat of such a chicken or animal or the eggs of such a bird versus milk. He says, when you eat the meat of an animal, it's a culmination of what this animal is from when it was born until it was slaughtered. Eggs too, he says, the Gemara says that it takes 21 days till egg is completely formed. So the fact that the animal or the chicken ate chametz on Pesach, certainly no one could say that chametz was the sole contributor, was the sole contributor of the production of that meat or egg. However, the milk of an animal, the animal gives milk every day. The milk that it gives each day is from the food that it eats that day. And therefore, if it ate chametz that very day, that's why maybe there's a reason to be more machmer. But again, la'loch l'maisa, the Marashak says, you don't have to be machmer. Ramosha says, if it's a farm that's owned by an akum, you don't have to be machmer. Even if it's a farm owned by a Jew, the Marashak says there were places that were machmer. Ramosha says that a bal nefesh should be machmer. But it seems Ramosha says you don't have to go out of your way to check it, who owns that farm from where you're getting your milk. And moreover, even the Mishnah Berurah, who quotes the Machmirim, say that if you're sure that the animal did not eat chametz for 24 hours, or if it did not have a diet only of chametz, then you could certainly be lenient.